On Wednesday, September 26th, the U.S. Senate voted 76-22 in favor of the Kyle Lieberman Amendment. It states, the United States should designate the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization. Joining me from Brazil to talk about this development is Real News correspondent Pepe Escobar. The principal reason the Senate gave for doing this was that they blamed the Revolutionary Guard for arming Shia militias in Iraq, who then are using weapons, these Iranian weapons, to attack American troops. Thus, this makes the Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. So what do you make of this?
First of all, they don't have any conclusive proof that the Revolutionary Guard's high command themselves are supplying explosive penetrators to Shiite militias in southern Iraq. So what we could have is some rogue commanders or some clever businessman, middleman in Iran, are selling these weapons on the black market to Iranian militias. But that does not imply that Tehran itself is involved in it.
Who are the Revolutionary Guard?
The Revolutionary Guards are a special army. They are a very important part of the Islamic Republic of Iran system. They were set up as a special army, an elite army, by the Ayatollah Khomeini in the beginning of the revolution from 1979 to 1980. They include the elite and part of the intellectual elite of Iran, because they are very well trained, very well supplied, they have very good military schools, they're much better trained than the regular Iranian army. They count around 110,000 to 120,000 soldiers and high-rank officers. And declaring this essential part of a state system as a terrorist organization would be the same as the Iranians declaring the CIA or the Marines as a terrorist organization. And by the way, that's exactly what the Iranian parliament did. Because immediately after the Senate, the American Senate resolution, the Iranian parliament, which is a democratically elected parliament, maybe with all its faults, but they were elected by the democratic elections, they branded the CIA and the U.S. Army as a whole as terrorist organizations. So this cat and mouse between Iran and the U.S. now is becoming quite a joke.
Seymour Hersh was interviewed on Sunday on CNN, and his main point was that there's a shift taking place in the focus of what's the preparation for an attack on Iran from a stop-the-bomb argument to stop the Revolutionary Guard killing Americans in Iraq argument. Here's what he had to say.
Well, the strategy is it's a targeting change. We're threatening Iran. We've been doing it constantly. But instead of saying to the American people, and instead of saying internally it's going to be about nuclear weapons, it's now going to be about getting the guys that are killing our boys. Of course, a lot of cruise missiles, a lot of surgical airstrikes. You'd also have to go on the ground because you've got to suppress their anti-air defenses. You've got to make sure you can, as somebody said to me, a path in and path out. And one of the problems with all of this, of course, is that inside the intelligence community, the notion that Iran is doing as much as the president says is not accepted. I mean, there's a great debate about how deeply involved Iran really is.
So Hersh is saying to expect surgical attacks on Revolutionary Guard camps in Iran. Do you think he's right?
There is a considerable mass public opinion campaign in the U.S., in the media, you know, on TV, trying to indoctrinate the American public that, the Iranians are killing American soldiers in Iraq. So they're killing our boys, so we have to retaliate with their own means. There's no evidence to all this. We always come back to the same point. And many people start to be afraid that this evidence will be manufactured sooner or later.
Even some of the American Democratic Party senators and a couple of Republicans have said that this can give President Bush a kind of moral authorization that he might be looking for to launch an attack on Iran.
In fact, this is what Bush, Cheney, and the remaining neocons in the administration think they already have. In fact, this would be an extension of the authorization to attack Iraq.
But is Iran actually playing a destabilizing role in Iraq?
No, not at all. It's not of the interests of Iran to destabilize Iraq. They support, let's say, they support two of the key factions in Iraq, which happen to be supported by the U.S. as well, the Dawah Party and the Supreme Islamic Council of Iraq, which armed wing or paramilitary wing is the Badr Brigade, and the Badr Brigades were trained by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So there's no interest in, from the part of Iran to destabilize the Iraqi government. On the contrary, they have very good relations with Maliki. They have very good relations with Abdulaziz al-Hakim, the chief of the Supreme Islamic Council, and with the Dawah Party in general.
Is this resolution really about the stabilization of Iraq, or is it about regime change in Iran?
It's always about regime change in Iran. You need a pretext. The nuclear pretext was not flying with American public opinion, and especially with international public opinion, because China and Russia would never, and they will never, support a UN resolution authorizing military force against Iran. So they had to change the subject. And changing the subject means erasing all the American gigantic mistakes in Iraq and blaming everything on Iran.